Does rebranding your company have to take so darn long? Maybe not. Hey, welcome to Growing a Fruitful Brand, where we discuss how to create and grow a brand that makes the world a better place for you, your customers, and your employees. I'm Ben Luters, founder and art director of Fruitful Design and Strategy. Now, working with a new client to create their visual branding, messaging strategy, homepage content design, it can take a long time. Often 3 to 6 months for us. Of course, our team is very talented and efficient. The problem is we are balancing many client projects simultaneously, and production time can be hampered by communication, feedback, and approval from our clients as well. Just the first part of a branding process can often take over a month just to establish the right brand strategy direction for our client. However, Raj and I recently had this crazy idea to try a sort of branding immersion exercise where we fly in a client for a full day of brand discovery, story brand strategy, website wireframing, logo sketches, etc., and attempt to do 2 months of valuable branding work in 1 8-hour period. The result? Well, don't take my word for it, though. Let's meet Peter Capon of Men Counseling in Grand Rapids, Michigan, who is our willing guinea pig for this experiment. Be sure to listen to the end and let us know if this intensive, focused branding exercise sounds intriguing to you. Are there any unintended issues that you think might arise from switching to this model? We'd love to hear your thoughts. But first, let's meet Peter. Peter, welcome to Growing a Fruitful Brand. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Ben.
For flying out here.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. It's good to be here.
So, like I just said, Peter was part of this experiment that Raj and I did where we thought, hey, could we cram like all of this brand strategy, mm-hmm. all of this design, all of this rebrand planning into one intensive day? And Peter just mm-hmm. survived that.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
Okay, yeah. Good. That's a good sign.
Yeah. So far, so good.
Before we kind of dive into, you know, how this experience was, can you just tell us a little bit about your counseling practice mm-hmm. in Grand Rapids?
Yeah. So right now, I'm an individual therapist in Grand Rapids. So I just see clients out of an office there by myself. But I'm growing the practice. It's called Mend Counseling. And so right now I just hired a new clinician for the first time, and I have another one who's interested in joining. And so I'm in the process of growing and adding new clinicians and turning it into a group.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very
it's fun.
Cool. Congratulations.
That's, yeah, thanks.
You were literally, you know, growing a fruitful brand right now. So mm-hmm. as it's growing, you know, you're now looking at rebranding because you were telling us the logo that you had created, you created it yourself, right?
Yeah, basically, so far, my website, my logo, my brand mm-hmm. Has been all done on a pretty shoestring budget, just mm-hmm. kind of DIY.
Yeah.
And it's done the job, you know. I've been able to get enough clients, certainly, and when it's just one person, you know, it's not as hard.
Right.
But now I'm hiring new clinicians, and of course, they're going to rely on me for getting their caseloads full. And so the DIY version of my practice is probably not going to quite cut it. So I'm feeling that responsibility to, you know, build the practice and have enough people reaching out to fill a whole practice's worth of caseloads.
That's awesome.
So that's kind of, that's how I came here.
Well, and, you know, just off the bat here, like, there's no shame in that either. You know, a lot of people starting out their things, solopreneurs, like, you know, they're on a budget and they should be, you know, you want to keep that overhead down. And so, you know, creating the logo yourself, the website, or, you know, asking a friend or a cousin, you know, we kind of joke about these things sometimes because, you know, we're the professional branders, but like, there's no shame in that. We did that ourselves when we were starting our own things too.
Yeah.
And so it is, you know, a testament to you and to the business that you're operating that you know, when I saw what you had come up with, you know, I was like, wow, I expected you ask someone else, but I was surprised that you did that yourself.
Thanks. I'm proud of what I did. You know, I think it was pretty good for a, you know, like I said, a DIY branding.
But, exactly.
But there's definitely a huge gap between a pretty good DIY job.
Yeah.
And, you know, hiring somebody like you guys to take care of it. So,
well, that's a perfect segue to my first question, which is, you know, what was the problem that you wanted Fruitful to solve for Mend?
Yeah. You know, during this process, you guys asked me multiple times, you know, what are some of the brands that you like? What are some of the websites that you like? And it's not hard for me to find a website that looks nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I could tell you, like, this is really great. But I can't tell you why.
Mm.
You know, I don't have the eye for that detail. I don't have the experience to understand what goes into a good design.
Mm-hmm.
I know it when I see it, but I can't pull it off by myself.
Right.
I've tried. And and so I really needed, I needed your expertise to help me take all of these ideas, all of these concepts that I have rolling around in my head about the identity of my practice and the mm-hmm. business, and help me make sense of that and really kind of condense it down into a version that I can share with a lot of people, and they can see that and they can recognize it and say, yeah, that's Mend. That looks nice. That looks professional, and it represents Mend Counseling. So that's why I reached out to Raj originally to see if he could help me.
So going into this crazy one day of strategy, of branding, what were your expectations going into that?
You know, I didn't know exactly what to expect, but what I was hoping is that you guys would lead the way, that you knew the questions to ask, you knew the problems that needed to be solved, and you would just help draw that out of me. And I think that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, I mean, good. I was waiting for a second there, and it's like, and those expectations were met.
And, right.
That's awesome. No, I appreciate that. It was a lot of fun too. Like from my seat, you know, similarly, this was an experiment. This is something that Raj and I have been talking about. Like, how much could we cram in one day in person with mm-hmm. a client? You know, how much would they be willing to take? And now, you know, obviously Peter here, you know, he sits and talks to people and listens to people for a living. Mm. And so he was like, yeah, this is no big deal. Like, I do this all the time. And so it was really cool, though. I will say, from my seat as the art director, like, just getting to know a mm-hmm. client so intimately mm-hmm. In a day. You know, we ate lunch together. You know, in between sessions, I learned things about your story that mm-hmm. played into, like, one of the things I learned is that in another life, Peter was a professional painter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so he understands colors and
how, house painter.
Yeah, that's
just
right.
To be clear.
That's a good distinction. Not a portrait painter, right. Not an abstract painter, house painter. But as a house painter, you understand certain things about colors and what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And that as we started digging into, you know, mood board and stuff like that, some of that stuff started to shine, I think. And not in like a, you know, a picky or difficult way, but you had a level of knowledge and expertise there that other clients wouldn't have.
Mm.
It was just kind of fun as a designer to learn that about you.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I think we found that out in between sessions too, and just that, like, kind of immersive.
Right? Yeah.
You know,
just because we were together.
Mm-hmm. And so there's something special about that.
Yeah.
But let's just, you know, we've kind of been hinting around it, but let's kind of walk through each of the things that we accomplished in our day together yesterday. And so I'll just kind of list those things and then we'll kind of dive in each one. But one of the things we did together was define your story brand script. We're a story brand certified agency. And that's mm-hmm. one of the main things that we do is help our clients you know, map out their brand script that they can base all of their marketing, their website, everything on. Mm-hmm. And then I led a brand discovery conversation where we went through a questionnaire and a presentation, just really digging into the things that, you know, you're like, that you're not like, your mm-hmm. competitors, stuff like that, kind of from a visual standpoint. Then worked with Raj to do your homepage wireframe. So taking that story brand script that we had just worked on mm-hmm. and translating that into the actual copy, the marketing copy for your homepage. And then we transitioned back to me and the design side looking at a mood board that I literally put together during while Raj mm-hmm. was doing that other stuff. Mm-hmm. Some mood board samples from across the web, some color things that I found, as well as even some initial logo sketches that I was riffing on during those conversations. And then you guys finished up over ice cream a little sitemap for your website conversation. Yeah. Although it sounds like that was more ice cream than sitemap, right?
yeah, mostly ice cream.
Mostly ice cream. So that was kind of what we did in a day, these five big pieces. And, you know, oftentimes that can take, you know, with all of the communication back and forth, email, mm-hmm. Loom, mm-hmm. Zoom calls, in-person meetings that will happen with a client. To get all five of those things done and approved by a client can often take 1 to 2 months, depending, you mm-hmm. know, some have gone a little bit shorter than that, but you know, you'll send something for approval. If it takes a few days or a week to get that approval, then you mm-hmm. move on to the next phase and you can see how these things get drawn out.
Yeah.
And so we mm-hmm. did it all yesterday.
Yeah.
Let's dive into the StoryBrand brand script. Was there anything, how was that process for you? Any insights that kind of came out of that exercise mm-hmm. with Raj?
I think in my recollection, the StoryBrand brand script probably took up the most amount of our time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 90 minutes.
90 minutes?
90 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, everything else was about 60.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And that was, yeah, Raj is just so good at, like I said, with my expectations or my hopes of just asking a lot of good questions.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't have the ability to be very succinct and I can just go on and on and on. And, he's just so good at taking, you know, my own just sort of, stream of thought almost mm-hmm. and just, free association to stick with like the psychotherapy sort of.
He's kind of like your therapist
bit. Yeah, actually. Yeah. Cause it's sort of like, we'll just keep talking and then it's, well, this is what I hear you saying. And we could mm-hmm. say it like this. And sort of translating almost and condensing down, mm-hmm. you know, all of my crazy ideas and thoughts about what I'm hoping for.
One thing I thought, I just want to interject real quick that I thought was cool. It might have been in the wireframe part, but, you know, I noticed that, like, you know, Raj is asking all these good questions, getting all this good stuff from you.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's kind of like riffing. He himself mm-hmm. is like riffing using his own words. But then you're like interacting with what he's writing too and being like, hey, I wouldn't word it that way. And here's why. Something industry specific. And then he's like, oh, okay.
And
erase
he's like,
that.
Yeah. Let's, and he's like, yeah, you're right. Or like,
or pushes
back. You might want to think about it this way.
Yeah.
And in that case, I was like, yeah, I could see your point. And so it was really dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
It was an active dialogue that you cannot have in emails or, mm-hmm. you know, or text messages. Certainly and certainly not that efficiently.
Right.
Because, you know, if I tried to write down my words, you know, and explain myself and mm-hmm. I'm just talking and talking for like 5 minutes.
Right.
And he's just listening and taking it all in. That's really difficult to accomplish in an email format, for example.
That's a great point. And even if you were to record like a Loom, we're doing a lot of Loom videos these days where like, you know, we'll send a brand script with a Loom video kind of explaining our point. the client now still on their own time, they've got to kind of digest that video, mm-hmm. go over the thing, find mm-hmm. the time for all that, mm-hmm. then think their thoughts if they have thoughts, and then maybe are they going to have to record a Loom video themselves to send right. to kind of counter? You know, we get these dialogues that do happen mm-hmm. in some of this asynchronous communication, mm-hmm. but it just takes time. Like, it's not mm-hmm. efficient. Like, I'm glad you said the word efficient, and that was right. what we were trying to, like, if we just got in the same room and didn't leave, mm-hmm. like, could this be a better experience? And mm-hmm. so I think, yeah, and especially in person. Now, I don't know if we want to totally put our, you know, stake in the ground on this, but it's no surprise probably to some of our listeners that Raj and I are big fans of in person. We have clients that are all over the country. We do a lot of Zooms, we do a lot of Looms, we do a lot of, you know, work from home and all the stuff that we all have done since COVID. But there's something about mm-hmm. being in person like we are right now. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on that?
It really is.
As a therapist, because I know you do both too in your practice.
I mean, kind of like you're saying, you know, in my practice, mm-hmm. I've really come to see the validity and the merit and how good like a virtual meeting can be. Mm-hmm. And it's still my preference to be in person, and I'm wanting to go more and more back into that. It's more labored to try and maintain a sense of connection, mm-hmm. you know, digitally.
Right.
It's doable.
Right.
But like, think about how much energy we spent yesterday and how hard it would have been to sustain that for a whole day if
on
we were
Zoom.
Doing a Zoom call.
Oh gosh.
Like how exhausted we would have been.
I think no one would sign up for the one day of Zoom. You right. know what I mean? Like that is a hard sell, but right. I think like this could be something we offer, like this in-person immersive thing. It just sounds better, you know, than it's a easier sell. And I think that's probably just for human connection reasons, right?
Like, yeah.
And I was even picking up too, and we'll get into it in a second with like the mood board creation and stuff. But like, you know, I was able to see your body language as you reacted to certain mm-hmm. designs that I showed.
Sure.
I could see the tone of, I could hear your tone of voice or the way your eye, you know, darted around from looking at different things and like things that like you don't get on Zoom. You know, sometimes mm-hmm. people turn their Zoom cameras off. Sometimes they, you can't tell what they're looking at when you're sharing a screen. Like their eyes are going this way, but everything's reversed and, you know, like that kind of stuff.
Yep.
Whereas, efficiency is a good word for it, but also just, very human.
Intuitively, it seems less efficient, right? Like the efficiency, we normally are probably emailing because we think that's more efficient. Because I had to fly across, you know, halfway across the country to get here.
Yeah.
That sounds like less efficient.
Right, right.
So it's somewhat counterintuitive, but actually it's faster.
Yeah.
But it's faster and better.
Oh, there you
like,
go.
You know, it's
preach.
It's more fun. It's more exciting. It's more relational.
Yeah. Well, from this seat, we do this all the time. It's been pretty special. Like, it really is kind of rocking our world. And, you know, as far as my expectations going into it, you know, obviously I hope for the best. I hope we could get through all the stuff that we did. But, you know, it was yet to be seen, like, how well the client would react to doing it at that speed. Would they be able to, you know, make decisions on the spot? Like, you know, cause we were just chatting before we started recording, like, is this for everyone? And I'm not convinced that it is. I think there are certain clients of certain sizes with that have too many people that need to, you know, sign off on everything, that maybe this wouldn't be the best case for them. And, you know, not every, you know, design strategy firm is going to be up for the challenge too. You know, like, I would say our team is uniquely gifted at being able to just riff on the spot, kind of under pressure. Raj and I particularly work really well together.
Yes.
I can be sketching while he's talking and vice versa. Like we're kind of playing to our strengths in this, which is why we did
this. You have a unique relationship. You two do.
Thank you.
Just in terms of your ability to work together and pull something like that off.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Let's go into the next thing. So brand discovery, you know, and this is one where we started asynchronous. You know, Ted, our project manager, sent you some questions to fill out ahead of time.
Yep.
So it gave you some time probably to kind of pull that stuff together on the spot. If I was like, show me all these websites. Maybe you could have done it, but like you did have some time to sit with that.
Right.
And then we just spent that time reviewing and digging into together. Mm-hmm. How did that feel?
Yeah, it was helpful probably to do some of that work ahead of time, like you said. So I gave you like almost 10 websites.
Yeah, there's quite a lot to look at.
to look at, and we just were able to look through them.
I think one of the cool things in that process for me that kind of came out, you know, one of the questions we ask during our brand discovery is like, what are three words that you would want someone to use to describe you? Mm-hmm. And you shared like a list of words.
Yeah,
and
then more than three.
More than three. And most people do. We'd say three. And most people send us like a list of, you know, because it's hard. Yeah. It is hard to narrow those down. And Raj, of course, you know, he's kind of the, you know, he's in a taxonomy and whatnot. He got on the board and kind of showed how there were three. Mm-hmm. And we could kind of file some of these other words underneath those three. But that's a really helpful one to kind of even see you interacting with that or responding to Raj doing that.
Yes.
Because it kind of in the room live, we kind of really got to know the essence of MEND and how you want MEND counseling to feel. Mm-hmm. And it provided, I know that throughout the rest of the day, as you were interacting with the mood board, we were looking at sketches, I kept on looking back to the whiteboard with those words on it as kind of a guiding principle for me. It's like, you know, one of the words was professional. You know, you want to have this like really warm, calm, safe environment for people in your counseling service, but you also, you don't want to be too, you know, too friendly and loosey goosey that it doesn't seem like professional, but you know what you're doing, you know? And so it's like a lot of our conversations visually seem to be around how do we balance, you know, being this, you know, safe, warm, you know, personal, you know, safe space with this, we know what we're doing, professional kind of tone.
Yeah.
And I felt like that was like, gold as far as a guiding principle. And usually we just get that in that questionnaire and we just have that list of words and and then it's up to us to figure which ones we think are the best. And we often don't get that much out of our clients.
Right.
That we got from you.
Yeah.
And you were able to just really articulate, I feel like, the vibe of MEND in such a helpful way for the design team.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. And like I said earlier, you know, I just have so many words for all that. Like it's so hard for me to condense that down. But you know, you and Raj are able to just kind of just soak it in, you know, soak it all up and just kind of take it in and digest it and make sense of it in your own language, in your own field. And figure out how what I was saying as I was just going on, how it's relevant.
Right.
and you know, that's huge because I can't do that work for myself.
Well, and I think too, like one of the exercises in that is, you know, what brands out there are kind of like you and which ones are not like you. And I think a lot of times, you know, we'll get to know a client's preferences in that, like, oh, I like this, I don't like this, which is helpful to some degree. But I think in person with the extra time, we're able to really get at why, you know, we were able to look at things together and really dig into, okay, do I just like this? Or like, why do I like this? And is this me though? Is this MEND? Would this connect with my clients?
Right.
You know, you'd see an image and be like, I like this image or I don't like this image.
Right.
But then like really getting into like, oh, here's why. Like I remember we were looking at some competitor websites and they will not be named. But like, you know, overall fine website, but you know, there were some photos like up in the header where some it had pictures of people that were just so exuberantly excited and happy and joyful that that they kind of, it almost was off-putting, you know? It was almost like, okay, yeah, that is kind of, you know, you want to be joyful again. Maybe you're struggling with something. That's why you're coming to counseling. But it was almost like too far, you know, where it would be like, okay, that's annoying to me because I don't feel that way. And so we had an opportunity to talk about that stuff, how like even how specific kinds of imagery can convey different things.
Yeah. And you guys took the time to ask me about, you know, what I do and really try and understand what I do.
Yeah.
And where my clients are at when they're coming in the door. And, you know, that really, you know, that took some time. But you really took the time to listen and really try to understand, which, like you're saying, is so much more than like, dislike.
Right. Exactly.
It's so much more complex than that.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. And like, you know, from my standpoint, you know, it's like I'm not just listening to you to make you feel good or feel heard. It's like I'm trying to get valuable insights going to help me design what I need to design. Like,
right.
It's such a benefit for me and my team to get all those insights because it's going to help the rest of the process be so much smoother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I feel, you know, at the end of the day, we didn't come up with a final logo design. It wasn't like you came away with stickers and a t-shirt, like with your new brand on it yet.
Yeah.
But goodness, I don't know that I've ever felt so just well set up for that.
Okay.
Though. Like time will tell. The idea is that we're going to try to finish up the rest of this process, the logo, the website, in just a matter of weeks, and we're going to prioritize this. And so, and then we're going to, you know, measure like, how did that go? You know, were we able to do it? And my sneaking suspicion where I'm at right now is that, that it's going to go well. And, and that if yesterday was any indicator, and that, it actually might be even better than usual, like because of the level of depth that we were able to get into, with you in that day.
Yeah.
So the next step in that process was the homepage wireframe, which I touched on a minute ago. But that's really working with Raj, adapting the brand script into the actual words of your website. Mm-hmm. And I will say this is a part for me, even like because I've tried doing this before.
Yeah.
This is like a specialty of Raj's, I will
say.
And there are a lot of people that, even you had tried brand scripting yourself before. And a lot of people will read Donald Miller's, you know, story brand book, you know, or even go to a conference or something, attempt to brand script themselves. But then translating that into the language of the website can be such a challenge.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
So, yeah, how was that process for you? And did you feel like it was, you know, helpful or successful?
Yeah, you know, that was a good process. That was a process that I would say stretched my comfort zone a little bit.
Yeah, tell us about that.
In a good way, you know, because, you know, somebody like me who's a therapist, I go through all of this schooling and you learn all of these concepts and theories and you have this sort of vernacular and your own language.
Mm-hmm.
And there are certain words that normally we use in day-to-day life.
Right, right.
That maybe like land with me a certain way and they maybe have a connotation that is dissonant with me. It's like, I don't like that word because it feels like this other thing that I'm thinking of. But the fact of the matter is like most people are not thinking of those things that I'm thinking of.
Right.
And so actually the language that Raj comes up with is really understandable and much more understandable than, you know, whatever language I would come up with my own lexicon, you know, in my own niche part of my world.
Well, that's part of the benefit of just, you know, partnering with someone other than you for that. Like, you
know,
if you're going from DIY is like
huge benefit.
Obviously, I think
for sure
Raj is specifically gifted for this, but, bringing someone else in from the outside, because Donald Miller talks about, it's called the curse of knowledge. He calls it the curse of knowledge. It's like, the problem with you is, Peter, you know too much. You know all the right things
I
to
know
say.
About the thing that I'm trying to give to people.
Right, right. But that may not be, you know, the way that you would say it may not be the thing that they're looking for. And so it's really kind of like putting yourself in your audience's shoes. How would they say that?
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, you know, and I hinted at it earlier, is, you know, there was a few times though where Raj was using language that you're like, that's not exactly right. And I'm trying to remember exact words, but I think it was a part where, you know, he was wanting to say that you will help like simplify the complexity, or like basically like take away the complexity. Yeah, do you remember the wording was around that?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it would be to like, yeah, like take away the complexity, something along those lines.
Right. And you immediately were like, you know, I'm going to give them, you know, the tools to navigate the complexity and whatnot. But like, their life still might be complicated in the end.
Right.
And like, you know,
simplifying the world. I don't have the ability to do that.
I'm sure you wish you could offer that service. You have a lot of business.
Yeah.
I thought that was really cool though, because, you know, first of all, I think a lot of people wish they could say that, but you were very honest and like, you know, that's not a promise I want to make because, you know, at the end of the day, you can have all the counseling you want, all the therapy that you pay for. Your life may still be very complicated.
Yes.
But you're hopefully going to be in a better place to be able to interact with that complexity,
right,
to process that
to
complexity.
To help people manage their lives
manage.
In a way that works for them. It's different.
Right.
It's different.
Exactly.
And that was an example where Raj was really receptive to that. He's like, yeah, I totally understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And other times, like you were saying earlier, a minute ago, that there are other times where maybe he kind of pushed back. And it was a really healthy dialogue in kind of that push and pull with each other.
I love that you started your answer here saying that it kind of pushed your comfort zone.
Yeah.
I think that's good too. I think that is something that once you're building up a rapport with someone, you've been in a, you know, we had been in a room together, we had lunch together for like a half day. And you know, and a relationship's been established.
Yeah.
And you know, there was some push and pull earlier in the day, but like it was like the point in the relationship where we could kind of, you know, go back and forth and push people's comfort zones. And there was trust.
Absolutely.
You know, it was a safe space for that.
Yes.
And you need that. And I do fear that sometimes when these longer projects with asynchronous communication, you don't know that you're ever fully there. Mm-hmm. You know, we do get there to some degree. And Raj is really good about, you know, really pushing people in healthy ways.
Yeah.
And pushing what they're comfortable with, but it is harder.
Yes.
I'll say it that way. Cause like, we don't want to stop, you know, doing things ever virtually, just kind of like you were saying, but there are limitations to, I think, what you can accomplish, especially in the time frame. After that, we went into reviewing a mood board that I had kind of put together, showing like different, branding marks from different, therapists and counseling services across the country. We looked at color schemes, and we even got to look at some in very, very rough logo sketches together.
Mm-hmm.
And I prefaced all of that yesterday with saying, like, we don't usually show this stuff to our clients. So I was going out on a limb. I was kind of showing you. We tend to, like, we do that internally, and then we really try to spend the time and curate these really narrowed down, curated decks for our clients.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't have the luxury of that time, you know? And so I let you a little bit into our design process. And so I am curious to hear from your words, you know, from your mouth, Peter, like, how was that? Was that helpful? Was that cool? Was that overwhelming? All of the above?
Not overwhelming at all. I think, you know, I wondered at one point if that felt a little bit vulnerable for you.
It did a little bit.
Sort of just like sharing something that was so fresh.
Right, right.
But I think you did a good job of hearing my feedback without taking it personally. And most of it was positive. But we were just working together to try and figure it out.
Well, and I liked that you, especially when we got to the sketches, because they were rough sketches. These are, you know, they weren't super refined. It wasn't as many as we'd like to have before we show a client too. I didn't have the chance to put them all together. It was a lot of like word mark stuff and symbols separately. You know, it was a little messier than I'd like. And so it did feel a little vulnerable.
Yeah.
But you also didn't have the fear to be like, hey, not this one. And here's why. Like, you know, here's what this makes me think of. And then you're able to be like, I kind of, you know, I like where you're going with this concept and here's why.
Mm-hmm.
And I got some like really helpful stuff. We came to agreement on, you know, why all caps bold, lettering may not be for you. And how, you know, maybe more, you know, but not going too soft and all lowercase either. And that's a really interesting insight. And like, now that I know that, I got to find that out in the initial sketch phase before mm-hmm. I've even put together a fully fledged comp. Yeah. That's incredible, like to yeah. get that level of like, and it's not just, yeah. and again, it's not just because of Peter's own, you know, preferences and he likes logos that way. It was tied to mm-hmm. those branding, you know, things that we established in the discovery.
Absolutely.
Of like, because of that marriage between safe and professional, mm-hmm. you know, you need to look like you know what you're doing. So like maybe the capital, you know, letter, but yeah. not all caps where it looks like yelling or too bold or, you know, masculine. So there was some really cool stuff. And we talked a lot about inclusivity with your brand as well. Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. all of those things that we established
yeah.
got to really inform that phase. And I got to hear live, mm-hmm. you know, confirmation from you on which sketches were going that way, which ones weren't.
Yep. Yep. And I don't even know if I would have ever even gotten to the point of articulating something like all caps versus right. all lowercase versus a combination. Mm-hmm. You know, we might never, I just would have been looking at something, you know, if we were doing this asynchronously
and yeah.
had some thoughts about, you know, what I liked and what I didn't like. And maybe I would have, but really we were just talking so much.
Right, right.
And just building off of each other and, mm-hmm. and it happened so quickly, you know. And I also yeah. think you were so close to capturing the kind of vibe that I would want you to, mm-hmm. you know, and the colors that you came up with. Like, I think right. you had all these colors and I was like, well, I'll take that one out. The rest of them are all like spot on. And, you know, and I can't help but wonder how much of that was informed, even like without you even realizing it, because you're just yeah. sitting there just listening as you're drawing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know you're very intentional and I'm sure you had all of these thoughts about, okay, he said this, so I'm going to incorporate it this way. But I bet a lot of that is like, you're just kind of soaking it up and just kind
yeah.
of and letting that inform your creative process.
Yeah. It was a very organic experience
right.
where like I mm-hmm. was doing, and designers, you know, designers do this where they're picking up on little vibes. They're picking up on little things that you're dropping mm-hmm. down. I remember as we looked mm-hmm. at some of the websites earlier in the day, you know, there was certain images, certain color schemes that on existing websites were connecting with you or disconnecting with you. There were some that were just way too bright or the colors were so garish that like as I was looking at other design comps during one of Raj's sessions, there were certain color schemes that I'm like, I bet Peter's going to love this. Mm. Like it's just calm enough. It's just cool enough. It's just warm enough. Like those and finding those balances mm-hmm. and that was like and then I found yeah. out you were a painter and all this stuff. And so and yep. when I put that color I felt pretty confident showing you the colors. And here's the thing, full disclosure, we don't usually show clients colors until we're like done with the logo, like mm. so we are like, this is the thing that I get excited about is like color is like a thing that we try to put off because it's like we don't want it to affect the design. We want, you know, like okay. let's focus on the sketch, you mm-hmm. know, let's focus on the concepts here. But we were able to like smash those things together.
Yeah.
In a really, and like I feel like, so you can see like, you know, not only did we get all of this strategy work and all this stuff done in mm-hmm. a day, but there mm-hmm. was some like significant getting in the your head of yeah. you know the colors that best represent your brand or connect to your audience.
Right.
So that I got really excited about. But you know, when I was getting ready to show that with you, I felt pretty confident about them. Mm. I didn't expect you to really push back. I felt like I was like
yeah.
kind of vibing with you
yeah.
in a way.
Yeah.
Right. And I felt the trust too. Like, cause I think the other thing is, I think you have a really cool balance. And a lot of our clients do, mm-hmm. I will say, of like really knowing your target audience,
mm-hmm.
knowing yourself
mm-hmm.
and kind of your kind of brand ethos and trusting us that we know what we're doing too. And so when you have that kind of trust, you can show things, you can,
yeah.
you know what I mean? There's a little less reservation to like, you know, hold things back. And so we kind of just went for it. And I, mm-hmm. I really appreciated your feedback. It was like really fun.
Good.
It was
good.
Really fun yeah. to see you interact with it. I'm glad that you picked up on the vulnerability. It was really vulnerable and it felt weird. That's not a part of our process. Hasn't been.
Sure.
But gosh, maybe it needs
yeah.
to be. So the last piece was, you know, over coneflower ice cream.
Yes.
You did a little bit of sitemap work. I wasn't there, but you and Raj did. And, yeah. You know, you have a pretty simple sitemap, but that was kind of the last piece.
Well, yeah. Well, as we're talking about it, you know, in light of what it's like to do this in this one day immersive experience.
Yeah.
When I was looking at this list and we were talking about going through this list of mm-hmm. items, I was thinking, well, I don't have much to say about the sitemap.
Yeah.
But now as we're getting to it, you know, right now I'm realizing, well, I do have something to say, and it's ice cream. And that is, like, you know, that's something that wouldn't happen.
Ah, that's a good point.
You know, if
yeah.
That is a unique benefit of, you know, yeah, maybe that's a more mundane part of the work and it's not that complex for me in my business. But it was still more fun.
Yeah, yeah. You'll probably remember that. Yeah, coneflower.
Yeah, I'll remember the ice cream.
Ice cream. What flavor did you get?
It was cherry cobbler was one of them.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it was my wife's favorite over there. Was it pretty good?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, coneflower is...
It's good.
They know what they're doing.
It's good stuff.
a little advertisement for them.
Yeah,
but that's a great point, you know? Like I've said, like, you know, we had lunch together, but like, mm-hmm. you know, you also got ice cream. And so not that we would, you know, necessarily work ice cream into our five-part process or whatever, but I mean...
So you're not promising ice cream?
Yeah.
A trip to the ice cream shop?
Disclaimer. But maybe we should. Maybe it's like that is like part of the process. We just kind of bake in...
fun, something a little different.
Yeah, exactly. And maybe we can even have some fun with that. But like, I think that is the benefit of like being in person. You can kind of do, you know, more impromptu things. And and here we are. We're also hopping on a podcast to talk about it,
right?
Too, and talking about your business, getting that out there.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it was a pretty exciting and interesting experiment from my standpoint. But I just want to ask you now. I mean, you've already kind of hinted that it was a positive experience.
Yeah.
But would you recommend this process to others?
I'm trying to think about who I wouldn't recommend it to because you already know that I would, I think. Absolutely. Yeah.
Awesome.
I mean, yeah, it's been really helpful, which is sort of the point, right? We're going to have an end product when everything is all said and done.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to meet a really specific need.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really rewarding and rich and enjoyable. And so
that's awesome.
You know, I've never been to Omaha before either.
and so
got to see a new place. So absolutely.
Well, thank you, Peter. Yeah. And I think it's the same from us. And kind of the thing that I was thinking about this morning was, you know, for those listening, you know, would you rather spend one intensive day accomplishing these five big brand strategy pieces that we just talked about, or spend 1 to 2 months doing those same things at your own pace over Zoom, email, Loom, kind of asynchronous communication? And, you know, I think for some clients, you know, this could be a really kind of a big game changer. You know, this would be a much more efficient way, more fun way, like a lot of upsides to it. And so thanks for being our guinea pig.
Absolutely.
Peter.
Absolutely.
Peter, this has been an absolute pleasure to work on MEND counseling with you. I'm excited to kind of push it into the next phase.
Mm-hmm.
But for those listening, what I wanted to kind of end on is, has this been interesting to you? Is this concept, would this work for you or your organization? Have you ever tried anything like this before? Or if you're an agency listening, have you tried something like this? We're really curious to hear, like, you know, who doesn't this work for? Kind of like Peter was thinking, like, who wouldn't this work for? Because, you know, from our standpoint, this could be like a really, really interesting way to move a lot faster and deeper and better. Mm-hmm. And so, you know...
Right.
It's not often that you get both of those things.
Yeah.
Usually like, okay, if we're going to go fast, the quality is going to go down. And my suspicion here is if we were just to schedule this a little bit differently and change our processes a little bit differently, maybe we could have both. So.
Yeah, that's my impression. Intensive sounds like it's just faster, like you were just saying.
Right.
And it's not just faster. I think it's better. And it's richer. It's more relational. It's more complex, more interesting. So it's intensively more than just fast, right? It's intensively deep as well.
Well, Peter, thank you so much for that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for, sharing with our listeners. And if people want to check out what you're doing, obviously, you know, by the time this airs, I'm not sure if the website, new website should be up. So where can people check out your practice?
Yeah, so the practice is in Grand Rapids, Michigan, right downtown. Right now I'm outside of downtown, but we're moving to downtown probably by the time this might air. And the website is mendcounselingmi.com. So
awesome. Yeah. Well, thanks so much for being on the Growing a Fruitful Brand podcast.
Absolutely.
In our last outro, it was just Ben by himself asking you to like and subscribe, which made it look like he didn't have any friends. Please like and subscribe so he has at least virtual friends.
I have friends, Raj.
I'm one of them.